Welcome to Rumination, the podcast that offers solutions, practical solutions, in fact, to the challenges of our industry. Hi, I'm Chris Quinn, your host, and today I'm visiting with David Green of Green Ag Solutions and the Barton Kiefer Dairy Consulting Group. David ran and owned his own dairy for 16 years based in Tennessee. David has been working with the Barton Kiefer Group for the last 3 years. There, he supports the dairy team across the USA and internationally at the farm level, while looking after the nutrition and the herd consultation of his own clients. David worked in the US and internationally, previous to that, for 7 years as a dairy technical field specialist with Diamond V. It's a real pleasure to have David share his knowledge and his experience with us today on the topic of designing and organizing feed centers. David, thanks for joining Rumination.
Thanks, Chris. Hopefully we can provide some information that can be useful for producers today.
David, you and I have discussed a very successful approach that you've championed in the field, which you describe as farm synchronization, bringing all the key management centers working together on a dairy, is my understanding of what you've been working closely with your clients on. Can you describe for our audience today what farm synchronization means?
Well, Chris, as I've worked through a lot of farms, around the world, across the United States or, North America, you notice that there's a lot of things that happen on the farm that are noise that doesn't make farms very efficient. So what I've tried to do is you take the three main management centers for a farm. You take the feeding operation, you take the milking operation, and then you take the herd management. And if you can marry those three together and synchronize them to where it makes it easier for labor management, it makes it easier for the cow, which is number one. We have to focus on the cow. You know, when you can marry those three things together and allow the farm to be more efficient, and the cows will be more productive as well.
Can you describe that a little bit more in detail of how, when you talk about marrying together, what does that mean at the dairy level?
You know, the main focus on the farm really is the milking parlor. So we have to get the cows milked. We have to get them back to the pen as quickly as possible. So we try to take the milking schedule, we take the feeding schedule, and then we take the activities of the herd management team, whether it's reproduction or whether it's, herd health, and we try to synchronize those areas of management movement on the farm to go with the parlor. And it's not necessarily that we're going to feed the cows right behind the parlor or right ahead of the parlor. We want to actually feed them, an hour and a half, 2 hours ahead of the parlor, to try to maximize our feed efficiency from the cows as well. But then we have to make sure that the cows are not locked up too long. So we have to get the feeding to match the herd management side so we can get cows locked up, or if they're coming through a palpation rail, and then we have to get them back to the parlor to be milked again. So if we can get all of those three management areas working together, it's a lot easier for labor management, but first and foremost, it's better for the cow, and we can be more productive with the cow.
So sometimes we think this just happens naturally, but our experience at farm level is we see periods of empty bunk and periods of cows standing and maybe not lying down enough because the bedding's not cleaned up and fixed and ready to go.
Yeah.
And has that been your experience, David?
Yes. We see that each one of those areas have to work independently, but yet they have to work together. So, every time that we're trying to feed cows, we're just trying to feed those cows as we can. A lot of times we try to follow the parlor and we're sitting and waiting, to feed those cows based on when the cows return from the parlor. Well, that's not necessarily what we need to do, because there's a cost of making, mixing, and delivering feed. And if we're sitting and waiting for cows to come from the parlor, then that's a cost, an added cost. It's not just the cost of doing business. It's actually a cost that we need to be calculating and understand what we're doing.
So tell me some farm examples, or a farm example, where you've gone in, evaluated how it's currently doing, and made some changes. What was the results?
So we have several clients that we change our feeding schedule, and we're trying to feed those cows ahead of the parlor, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours if we can. That allows those cows to get up, come and eat, and then they have time to go back and lay down. And then when they go to the parlor and be milked, they come back and they get another meal. So from a cow side standpoint, that allows us to get an extra small meal in those cows, and cows are going to be more efficient. They're going to be healthier if we get more frequent, smaller meals in them. But then when we turn around, we've got to, if the cows, when they come back from the parlor, just say it's in a facility that has lockups, those cows are going to be locked up when they return from the parlor too. So that allows the herd management team to come in and start working and get those cows while they're locked up. They can get them bred. They can do the herd health side of it. And then we can unlock them and the cows can go on about their day.
And likely for some of our smaller dairies, it seems like naturally in some cases, well, yeah. But when you get into a large dairy with many, many pens, it must be pretty complex.
It is. You know, when you get working with, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 cow facilities, you know, you got to work out the timing of feeding. You got to work out the timing it takes to breed a pen of cows that may be 1,000 cows in a pen. So, you know, getting understanding the timing, understanding the time they're at the parlor, the time they go to the parlor and from the parlor, it's it can be quite a task to make that happen. And generally what I see is each department actually has their own schedule and they're doing their own thing, but it's not necessarily...
They're not talking.
Yeah, they're not necessarily communicating with the other groups.
Absolutely. And so real-life examples where you've gone in and worked with a dairy and studied it intensively and then working with the team made some changes, what kind of responses have you seen in either labor savings or overall TMR mixing time savings or production responses?
So, you know, the biggest thing that we see when we can feed ahead of the parlor, get, you know, 2 to 3 extra meals in that cow a day, you know, I would like to get smaller meals, you know, a 20, 25 minute meal versus a 35, 40 minute meal in those cows. Then, and we're doing it 1.5 to 2 hours ahead of the parlor. You know, from my experience, we're getting a 2 to 3 pound increase in milk production, but yet we're not having that much more feed intake. And sometimes it's less feed intake. So we're actually not slug feeding that cow. We're allowing her to eat as she wants to eat, and it makes her more efficient. Rate of passage slows down. She utilizes more of what she has for intake.
And all relatively simple changes, I imagine.
Very simple. It's just timing of everything.
So take-home messages for the audience today, David, what were the things you would remind them to do when they're thinking about better synchrony on their dairy?
You know, I guess, Chris, the big thing that I would think about and what I try to tell my clients and the herds I work with, keep the end in mind. And what is the end to you? You know, if you look at the breeding team, the end is just getting those cows bred. You know, the feeding team is just getting those cows fed. But the end goal should be whatever it takes to maximize the production efficiency from those cows so we can put the most milk off of that farm that we can every single day. So every movement that we have on the farm needs to be centered around maximizing the efficiency or the milk production that leaves that farm. You know, the second thing, understand there's a cost of doing everything. You know, yeah, we understand we just have a cost of doing business, but we can save money with a lot of those costs as well. And so under, you know, having a detailed laid out plan of what we want to do to synchronize the whole farm, it makes a big difference and makes you a lot more efficient.
Fascinating. Fascinating approach to managing and consulting with dairies. I love it. I love it. And David, on that, because I know there's other facets that we could dig down deeper into the concept of farm or dairy synchronization. Love to have you back on Rumination to describe those in a bit more detail. So thank you again for your time today.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, and I surely want to thank the audience. Thank you for your participation this morning and listening to us. And so that you don't miss our next episode of Rumination, you can find us at jeffo.ca, Apple and Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. This podcast was brought to you by Jeffo Nutrition, Inc., precision nutrition for a growing world.